Hi, this is Lauren, the supervisor. You requested if I could just get a moment to get the account pulled up so that I can be of better assistance for you today.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
What was that zip code?
My shipping zip code is 45345.
Thank you for that. And if I could, I've got you right here. So it's not showing me, may I ask why you were transferred over just so I can kind of keep up?
Sure, yeah. So Verizon sent me a notification saying that since I was a longtime customer, they were going to give me this free smartwatch and had me take a survey. And I did that and submitted the survey, and then we received the smartwatch in the mail that I plugged in overnight, and it does not work. It won't even come on. And I wasn't told by Verizon that there was any shipping cost or a membership for a savings club or something is what Jaquan that transferred me said. So if you guys want this watch back, I'll send it back, but I want my money back. I'm it's taken me like a day and a half to figure out what this $56.95 charge is, because I mean I've looked through all my orders of stuff I normally order and I haven't been able to find it. So
I got you. I do apologize. Did he explain previously that because those terms and conditions would have had to have been agreed to, we're only allowed to provide a 50% refund, but we can reship, you know, get you a new watch. That way you get one that works.
No, I don't want one. It's trash. I mean, I can tell by looking at it. I have a Fitbit. I can tell that it is not something that my husband would want to use. And I don't remember anything about terms and conditions. I mean, from Verizon, it was like a submitted survey.
It would have been underneath where you had put the payment in. You would have, before you could have submitted that payment, there would have been a box to check that would have had to have agreed to those.
Okay, I did not put in a payment is the thing. So they somehow...
For the shipping and handling, I mean. I'm sorry.
Okay, well... From what I remember, it said $4.99 for shipping.
Yes, and then it would have been the monthly charge for the gadget store. So it's a monthly subscription to the gadget store, which they did get canceled, and we can get you a 50% refund on, but we have to follow that policy, unfortunately.
Do I talk to Verizon to get this taken care of? I'm just really confused. I mean, to have a membership to a monthly gadget store, it sounds like a scam to me.
I do apologize. It's a subscription charge to have access to it. It's kind of like having a subscription to Amazon where you pay for the discounted and the faster shipping times.
Okay, I will never use the service again, obviously.
All right, and I do apologize.
Is there any way you...
Go ahead.
I understand that it's not your fault, but is there any way you can give me at least an 80% discount on that $56.95?
Let me see here.
I mean, if you want the watch shipped back, you can send me something to send it back. I'm just going to end up throwing it away if that's not the case.
Let's see here.
I will do no more Verizon surveys.
Sorry, I'm checking to see. So I don't think that I would even be able to input that, because it just has like percentage options that we're able to input.
Okay, what
So
are
I,
your options?
it would just be the 35 and the 50% that Jaquan was able to get cleared.
Okay, well, let's do the 50% and cancel everything. And could you send me like an email stating that?
Yes, I can have that taken care of. That was already canceled. Was he able to give you the cancellation confirmation number?
No, he didn't.
Right, I can give that to you whenever you're ready.
Okay, so membership cancellation number. Okay, I'm ready.
Right, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 2588 82 979.
Okay, and then you said I'll get a 50% refund back on my credit card.
That's already been processed, so just allow that at the most 3 to 5 business days. Sometimes it goes sooner than that, just depending on how quickly your financial institution processes that sort of thing.
Okay, so then I'm canceled for everything going forward. Okay, all right. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it, Lauren.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a great rest of your day. Oh, and just to clarify, a good email would be the tony.wilcher@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.